But we were talking about also some of the other African Cup of Nation results. And one thing I love about soccer coaches and players is how confident they are. And Zambia beat Sudan 3-0 in one of the other quarterfinals in the African Cup of Nations this weekend. And the African French coach of Zambia, Hervé Renard, says, trying to find the quote, but he says, we expected a difficult match having played Sudan a couple of times. We started well, but were sluggish in the second half till a minute of magic by Renard Kalaba gave birth to a penalty for the goal, for the second goal. And he says, our target was to reach the semifinal for the first time since 96. We learned a lot in 2010 where we were not that efficient. I think we were better this time. And then he says, we are not afraid of anyone we will play next. So they're very confident. So you hear that kind of talk a lot. It's great. But
hang on, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two things at once over here.
That's fine. And you know, going back to the Motherland Influence, I just want to give my personal endorsement. That is a great show. You guys have been doing that. That's how I met you guys. I was listening to another station you guys were on at the time. I was listening to some jazz, and you followed that. And I said, I've never heard this music before. This is great. So and this was, I think, in 98 or something.
Yeah, that's when we started there.
And I called up and I said, you know, who's this band? Where's this music from? And this nice, gentle voice on the other side of the phone was telling me all about it. I said, wow. And next thing you know, you guys were giving away some CDs, and I won a couple and been friends ever since and appreciated the friendship. And most importantly, as I tell my friends, I appreciated the music education because you guys really opened up my eyes to a lot of music, and I cannot endorse this show and the Motherland Influence enough to people listening in Richmond, Virginia, around the country, around the world even. I know you guys have listeners far and wide, so just a great show. And football and music go so well together because soccer, football is such a rhythmic game, and you know, teams will train to music. I used to always wanted to bring out a box with some samba music when I coached for the kids to train that, but the strikers, you know, I was against their policies. So I couldn't do that, but it's such a great game and rhythmic game, and soccer and music definitely go together. And that's, you can see that reflected in some of the songs you're playing, where people sing songs of tribute to their favorite club teams, their favorite players, their favorite national teams.
Oh yeah, I should play. I got a bunch of songs that are dedicated to players. So should throw a few of those in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell people about, I'm going to do this tribute to soccer thing. I said, you know, I've got tons of soccer songs. Really? Yeah. Unfortunately, soccer. Now, table tennis is my favorite sport to play. Soccer is my favorite sport to watch. But I've been having a hard press finding lots of cool table tennis songs. Anybody know of any, let me know.
Well, another game we're going to mention in the African Cup of Nations, Mali beat one of the other co-hosts. Equatorial Guinea was one co-host. Gabon was the other co-host. And they beat him in an exciting game that they won 5-4 on penalty kicks. You know, after overtime, they went to penalty kicks. And some people don't like penalty kicks, but you got to admit, it is pretty tense and pretty exciting. It's definitely edge-of-your-seat stuff and fingernail-biting stuff. So so you have Mali and Zambia. Senegal, and I guess the other quarterfinal, semifinals is to be determined between, who did we say that was?
I can't remember.
Tunisia and Ghana.
Okay.
So those are the teams that are left, and it's going to be a great final week of the African Cup of Nations with the semifinals and final to come.
All right, I'm going to, let me see, where's that CD? I've got a CD sitting around somewhere. I guess I'm going to pull it out. All right, I'll play that one later. Looking for some of these, I've got some songs dedicated. Let me see, where's the Pele tunes? Let me tell folks about Pele, just in case they don't know who he is.
Oh, well, Pele, without doubt, in many people's minds, is the greatest player of all time. A lot of people will say Diego Maradona was. I will tell you, Lionel Messi is making a claim right now. He is so phenomenal. You know, he's done it all at the club level. He's led Barcelona to almost every possible championship. World Club Championship, Spanish League, Spanish Cup, Spanish Super Cup, European Super Cup. But he and Argentina have not done well since his emergence as a superstar. They lost in the quarterfinals of the 2010 World Cup. They got bounced out early in the South American, the Copa America, the South American Championship last summer, and they hosted it too, and they got bounced out early. So that was incredibly shocking to most people. And so Messi needs to win a major. I mean, he needs to win a World Cup. If and when that happens, he may be considered the greatest. But I tell you, to me, there's no doubt who the best is between Pelé and Maradona. Pelé was the greatest. And maybe it's just my own personal.
Well, it seemed to me as good as a single player he's also a great team player.
That's true. Yeah. And, you know, the argument could be made that Pelé had better teammates than Maradona. But, you know, things Pelé did as a playmaker, a goal scorer, and the fact that he was so. He was such the target. Every time he came on the field, players were, you know, when the game wasn't called as tightly as it is now. Imagine if he was playing now with the game called as tightly as it is. He may have been darn well unstoppable. You know, but back then, people could, you know, whack the heck out of you without too much repercussion from the referees. So, to me, Pelé was the man. And then the other thing he did was, as an ambassador, you can look at Maradona's personal life, and people say, well, you have to separate that from the field. Well, no, not really, because if he wasn't drugged out half the time, maybe he would have been the undisputed best player of the world. But look what Pelé did. He came to America and really was the father of the sport in this country. I mean, the NASL did peter out, but he laid the groundwork, and the seeds that grew from that became the kids that were watching MLS were the American kids, were the kids that qualified for the 1990 World Cup, the first time we had qualified since 1950.
Right.
And then qualifying for the 1990 World Cup led to MLS. And then before that, 2 years before that, we were awarded the 94 World Cup. We were awarded that in 86. So Pelé led the seeds for all that. And if it wasn't for the 86 or the 94 World Cup, the 90 team qualifying for the World Cup, you know, we wouldn't have a team that perennially qualifies. I shouldn't say perennially because it's every 4 years, but, you know, quadrennially qualifies for the World Cup. And we wouldn't have a program that we have now. We wouldn't have all these beautiful soccer-specific stadiums and a thriving soccer league like Major League Soccer, which, you know, the talent might not be as great, but, you know, the attendance is phenomenal and the investment in the league is phenomenal. It is laying the groundwork for it to become a great league in 10 to 20 years.
Right.
So, I mean, you look at the stadiums being built, and it's incredible. So...
Right. Well, let's hear a goal call for Pelé, and from the 1970 World Cup, and then we'll hear a tribute from Jackson Paul Panderio, the tune Ore Pelé.
21 de junho, Brasil e Itália.
Prepara-se agora, Tostão cobrou para Ribeirinho e mandou a boca na meta, pula a peneca, desceu, gol!
Brasil!
Quem é aquele moço com a bola no pé?
É o rei Pelé.
Eu perguntei quem é o moço com a bola no pé?
É o rei Pelé.
A bola lhe deu dinheiro, lhe deu nome, lhe deu fama. Os maiores dos homens, quem é o moço com a bola no pé?
É o rei Pelé.
Sim, mas quem é aquele moço com a bola no pé?
É o rei Pelé.
Ele tem um drible certo e tem um tiro certeiro. Com ele não tem defesa, pra ele não tem goleiro. É tricampeão do mundo, é o rei dos artilheiros. Quem é o moço com a bola no pé?
É o rei Pelé.
Olha quem é aquele moço com a bola no pé.
Pelé.
Ele tem um drible certo e tem um tiro certo.
de bolso com uma bola no pé.
É o Rei Pelé.
Senegal, Nangadef. I'm Darren Choulette, the English sportsman, and this is the story of El Hadji Diouf with Keisha and Safa. Listen up.
Yo, 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 Sénégal, je suis un Sénégalais dans mon âme. Patriotisme, c'est mon pire holiday. Une très belle équipe nationale. Dream team composé de très grands joueurs. Toujours aller au-delà de l'espérance du peuple rage de vaincre. L'esprit de dépassement pour un Sénégal. Trop exigeant footballistiquement. Mention spéciale à Wuz et la Jidou. Texibi, reconnaissance rendue, l'amour. Grand camp ou le petit camp. Véganek et boy, bon, on va tambaler football, football ou grand. Tankounen ou le tic-tic. Dans le plastique, technicité footballistique. Créer sa propre Champions League. Tout le coup, football ou mène. Cogna, cogne, pour tout le monde, Khalis, Khalis. Les poubeux que match, bien manger. Tactique de jeu. Football ou collectif, je veux. Contrôle passe, millimètre, très grand technicien. Vive d'esprit, pas la Koskani. Il n'avait pas de tambaler.
Fresh from Senegal, he's got his eye on the ball. His first game with Liverpool in front of the Anfield crowd. Diouf strikes not once, but twice. The reaction is loud.
Yeah, yeah,
Yo, maîtrise de balle, feinte de corps, contrôle orienté, position figure et taroche du terrain, le footballeur du Brésil a honte. Technicité, bon, on peut vivre, c'était d'Orignon. Magicien du dribble, précision dans le geste. Mouiller le maillot, rêve, budget pour le Sénégal. Fit ou gagné, amodas, caractère de chien, motivation, deuxième souffle. Finaliste, Coupe d'Afrique, quart de finale, Coupe du Monde. Septième meilleur joueur du monde, deux fois ballon d'or, étoile d'or africain. Avec El Hadji Diouf, c'est le Sénégal qui gagne. Si ou du Djami Borom, célébrité rime avec jalousie et stupidité. Bail d'un bois de nuit, du frère, même pour ne chercher. En public égale pression médiatique, journaliste libre de scène article. Première page, tête d'affiche, scandale, El Hadji Diouf. Moudon ben publicité mensongère.
For Liverpool, a goal for Duke. The cup goes crazy and raises the roof.
La Guinée Musso.
Sosa, I got soul and I got goals and I got fans, got plans of taking my team to the top and stands of people watch me when I kick this. My style's so fly, you can call it a discus. My skills are easy to see, so don't try to heckle me like a chimpanzee. I get paid to play and I'm good at my work, so let's go toe to toe, cause I'm claiming the turf. Cause this is my craft, don't step to my team, yo, cause I'ma start kicking it like Ronaldinho and get down to business and logistics. Here's a hot beat, check it out, just kick it.
Every time I turn around, I'm on the ground. Why is everybody kicking me when I'm down? You can help me land, but won't give me a hand. Said it's against the rules, cool, I understand. He wants me to roll as long as he's in control. But when he's not, he wanna stop me from reaching my goal. Even your soul is hard and cold. But I get it, at any minute you're gonna be wanting to kick it.
In this game, I run to the rhythm and kick this. For you to intercept, and as quick as a misfit, I'm gone without a trace, got places to go to. A new mic to rock and a record to flow to. So let me sum it all up like this. When I got goals to reach, my team don't miss. My crew is coming and you know I come with it. You better step it up, homeboy, just kick it.
Now we refuse to lose and we make our own rules, cause my crew's like the popular kids in school. So you think you're cool and you like our team, and to kick it with us is your lifelong dream. Well, we're the in crowd, no scrubs allowed. Don't cry foul, you're running with the big boys now. Just like running the halls or playing the wall, when they come you either run or you're taking a fall. But not us, because we're shaking and faking them all. My crew's on the ball, we don't break down the stall, and ain't afraid to brawl, all for one, one for all. So if y'all ain't with it, forget it, we can't kick it. We'll be right back.
All right. Getting a little behind on the track list on WRIR.org. I'll try to catch up with that later. But let's go over what we've just heard. If I can get this microphone over where I need it. Last one. This group sounds a little Brazilian, didn't they? But they're right out of the D.C. area. Ooh, just got an update on the score for the African Cup. Africa Cup of Nations. Anyway, that tune was by US3. I don't think they call themselves US3 or US3. Anyway, it was called Kick This. And combination of bragging and talking about soccer there. Kind of soccer influenced tune from US3 up in Washington, D.C. All right, let's see if I can remember what I played before that. Oh, yeah, we played some tunes. Let me see, was that last one? Oh, here we go. I got it right over here. Sorry, we've been talking, so I've kind of gotten lost track where I was. Pepe Kale before that, the great Pepe Kale out of the Democratic Republic of Congo, featuring Popo Lipo, did a tribute to the soccer star Roger Miller. Roger Miller was a Cameroonian star, wasn't he?
Roger Miller is one of my favorite players of all time. Yeah, he played, he was, I think still has the record for being the oldest man, or at least the oldest field player to play in a World Cup game and score in a World Cup game. Yeah, he was a great Cameroonian player.
Okay. I've got my Cameroonian shirt on, by the way. We'll maybe have some pictures later on. And then had a tribute to Ohaji Doof before that from the group Collective Rap. And it did a tune, Doof Story, with Senegalese player from back in the day. And before that, we heard a tribute to Pele. And that was by Jackson do Bandeiro. And you're hearing all that here on WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, Radio 4, the rest of us. And this is DJ Greybeard trying to hang on to what's left of his voice after dealing with a cold and much physical activity yesterday and running out of energy. Oof. All right. Anyway, Stephen Rossi is here with us talking soccer at our annual Super Bowl Sunday tribute to soccer here on Yellow Black Music. What we got? We got some updates.
Yeah, just want to. We've been talking about the African Cup of Nations.
Oh, by the way, thank the caller for letting us know about this.
Yeah. Thanks for the caller and thanks for the compliments, Sue. Yeah. Ghana is leading Tunisia 2-1 in the last semifinal of the African Cup of Nations, and Ghana is up a man. Tunisia had a man sent off, and it is. Last update we had was in the. Had about 5 minutes left in the game.
Okay.
At least according to. This website, My Joy Online.
Yeah, I think our caller said it was in stoppage time, so it may be over by now.
Right. So that was probably the most equally matched of the two of the four quarterfinals.
Okay.
But Ghana has a great side, great program. They've had great youth. Back in the 90s, they had great youth teams, and they always did well in the FIFA youth tournaments, the under 20, the under 17 tournaments. But they never really cracked through the senior level. Then we're seeing that now, though, in this in the 2000s. They've had quite an impact. And, of course, they beat the U.S. in the last two World Cups. They beat us in the group phase in 2006. And if we had won that game, we would have gone on to the knockout stage. And they beat us, of course, in the round of 16 in 2010 in South Africa.
Yeah.
So Ghana,
I guess I'll admit it now. Secretly wearing my Ghana jersey. That
yeah, I was going to bring that up if you didn't. And I got a picture, so we have the evidence on my camera phone. Because when we did the show last year or in 2010, we did it during the World Cup.
Yeah.
And we have a picture. I'm wearing. I don't know if I think I was wearing maybe a U.S. soccer T-shirt. And you were wearing a Ghana jersey.
I wasn't rooting against the U.S. I was like, actually, I was really expecting the U.S. to win that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
Yeah.
But anyway, another thing we wanted to mention, speaking of American players and U.S. team, Clint Dempsey is just on a rampage. He is scoring goals left and right in England. He scored two hat tricks in about a week. One was in the FA Cup and one was in league play. And he earlier this year became the leading goal scorer for Fulham, the leading Premier League goal scorer of all time for Fulham. Another, Fulham hasn't been in the Premier League all that long. I mean, they got promoted, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I think. And they've stayed up ever since. But so their Premier League history isn't as long as some of these other teams. But Clint Dempsey is their all-time leading Premier League goal scorer. And he might be moving up the ranks on their all-time just club goal scoring list, the way he's scoring goals. And he's the all-time American goal scorer for a European club.
Okay.
So he has gotten a lot of attention from bigger clubs, and a lot of debate among American fans is if he gets an offer, should he go and maybe sit on a bench and play sparingly, make a lot more money, but maybe play sparingly at a Chelsea or a Man United, or maybe an Italian club, which has expressed some interest, or does he stay at Fulham and be like the man?
Yeah.
So that's always the debate. You get a lot of these young kids from America and Africa and some other countries, and they get that the stars in their eyes, and they want to go to Europe. They get paid a lot of money. Freddie Adu is a great example. Got a lot of money, went over to Spain, never played, and he's been trying to find a club ever since. He's back in MLS now, and so hopefully his career will – he's still young enough to have a really good career. I mean, he's still only got 23 or so.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know. Of course, he was born in Ghana, so there's the tie-in to that. So, it's always interesting.
You were mentioning clubs and stuff like that in Europe and the U.K. I wish I could remember the video we watched of an American player who went to the U.K. to try to make it over there. I can't think of his name now. He was turned down by MLS, basically. But anyway, it was kind of interesting to see the level of clubs, like starting literally mm-hmm. like pub levels.
Are you talking about Jay DeMarit?
Yes, Jay DeMarit.
Jay DeMarit. And there's a great movie that he and his friends, he had a bunch of friends say, you know, your story, Jay, is so great. We ought to make a movie about it. Mm-hmm. And they did. They raised money. They did it online.
Yeah.
They raised a lot of money. They had to pay. The major stumbling block was paying FIFA the rights fee to show footage of him in the World Cup. Mm-hmm. But here's the guy from Green Bay. Speaking of the NFL, from Green Bay, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. not exactly a soccer mecca, played college soccer. You know, a good player, but, you know, didn't get any scouts notice.
Yeah.
Thought he could make it. He had a lot of confidence in himself. He went to England with, you know, just a few bucks in his pocket. He started out playing for a pub team, like in a Sunday league. Worked his way up, you know, to a semi-pro team, to a lower division professional team. And one day, as a preseason scrimmage, the lower division team played against a second-tier team. And he did really well, and the manager was impressed. And so they bought them. He bought Jay DeMarit's rights from the semi-pro team, and Jay DeMarit played for Watford, and then Watford, you know, played and took a few years, but they finally won promotion to the Premier League, and they won through the promotion playoff, not through the automatic promotion by finishing first or second. They finished third through sixth, I forgot. Then those four teams go through a playoff, and the winner goes to the Premier League. And Elton John is one of the owners of Watford. And when they won, the first thing he did, they were celebrating in the locker room. He went down. The first thing he said is, "Where's the American?" Because Jay DeMarit scored the winning goal. I left that out. He scored the winning goal. But anyway, his story is so great. And he played several years in the Premier League, got the attention of Bruce Arena and Bob Bradley, the U.S. national team coaches over the last couple World Cup cycles, made it to the national team. And now he's back in MLS. He's playing for Vancouver in MLS. But some friends of his got together and said, "Your story's just absolutely incredible." So they made a movie, and it's out on DVD. It's called Rise and Shine, The Story of Jay DeMarit, or something to that effect. And it's a really great documentary. I got it for a couple of people for Christmas because I haven't seen it myself yet. I've read a lot of reviews, seen a lot of trailers.
Okay, let me tell you all about it.
What's that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. But anyway, so that's that. And then the other, do we have time? Do you want to go to music? Because I remember the other story you wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about the like we're jumping around a lot, but one of the other things in recently that was on the sad side of things was the death of the great Brazilian player Socrates, who was the captain and the leader of the Brazilian team in 1982, which some people think may have been the best team never to win the World Cup, the World Cup in Spain. They lost. They were winning. They were beating Italy and ended up losing 3-2. And basically the semifinal didn't actually work that way, but cut to the chase, was all in effect the semifinal game for the 82 World Cup. And they lost that game. And, of course, Italy went on to win the World Cup. They beat Germany, and led by Paolo Rossi, no relation, unfortunately. But he scored a bunch of goals for Italy in that World Cup. He had come off a suspension for gambling, and he'd been reinstated to the team right before the World Cup, and he was the star. But Socrates was a great player. He was an MD. He became a doctor after his playing career. He was a philosopher in his own right, which is how he got the nickname Socrates. He was very well written and very published a lot of things, and real bright man. And he died from cancer I think he was only in his late 50s, maybe early 60s. And so, but he's a really intelligent guy, just a great player, great playmaker, real good leader, and well-respected in Brazil, held in very high regard in the pantheon of great Brazilian players.
Right. All right. Great information coming from the WRIR, the other black music minister of soccer and football, Stephen Rossi. Thank you very much, sir. We're going back to some music, and you mentioned when we first started talking, we were talking about the Ghana game. Here's a tune coming from some Ghana hip-hop artists, a tune called Straight to the Top featuring, Ashanti and Batman.
Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time. you make it. This one is for the Rockets from Accra to Kingston.
It is the common monster. Now to make it.
Pay attention, my people, all over the nation.
Hope you have a minute to listen to what I have to say.
Celebration with music's my only intention.
Bringing hope to places while the leaders laugh and play.
From Accra to Soweto, all I hear is
more fire.
Youth in the ghetto now desire
more fire.
Music on the radio, don't take them
no higher.
It's too late, none of them can stop us now.
African soccer fever, catch it, catch it.
There will be no cure when you get it.
Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it.
From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa.
It is the common man's time now to make it.
Oh, mama, oh, papa,
stand in unity.
So gather, don't scatter, fulfill this living prophecy.
Out of many, come together as one.
We run down all opponents in a
cold-blooded order.
None can stop this victory from
going much further.
Soccer is the power now to
cross every border.
Hey DJ, press rewind and come again.
African soccer fever, catch it, catch it.
There will be no cure when you get it.
Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it.
From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa.
It is the common man's time now to make it. It is the common man's time now to make it.
Pay attention, my people, all across the nations. Hope you have a minute to listen to what I say. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide? Where you gonna go when the feeling comes for you? Hey, you youth of Congo,
catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of Liberia,
Africa.
Hey, you youth of Ethiopia,
catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of South Africa,
Africa.
Football.
Football.
I simply a call.
Hey,
yeah.
on arrivé, c'est Salva qui parlait. Ça qui m'a chimé drapeau, mi fanatique, yo mette maillot. Football pour yo, c'est passion. Que ce fille ou ce garçon, nous tous c'est mal à tout.
Another tribute to Pelé in the background, a remix of Ore Pelé. And you've been listening to the other black musics. annual Super Bowl Sunday tribute to soccer with special guests, the Elder Black Music Minister of Soccer Football, Stephen Rossi. Thank you very much for your information.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for the phone calls. You got some positive calls on what's been going on today. Appreciate that.
We got a few Facebook likes, too.
Yeah.
Not as many as my lame friends, but they're not coming through for me. But, we wanted to congratulate the four semifinalists of the African Cup of Nations. And
yeah.
We were talking about that off air. It reminded me two things that are interesting about African football. Unlike a lot of continents where you have the traditional powers, Europe, you know, it's always Germany, Italy, Spain, England, Spain, France, whatever. And, you know, Asia, it's the South Korea and Japan and go on and on. And the CONCACAF, it's U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica. In Africa, it's great because you don't know who's ever going to qualify for the Cup of Nations or the World Cup. I mean, Nigeria, everyone thought was the main superpower. They didn't qualify for the African Cup of Nations. You see different teams getting through to the major tournaments every time, and it's really refreshing because it's always up in the air. That's why the matchups are always unpredictable, which then led to the second point was the reason why South Africa, we got to mention this, the reason why South Africa didn't qualify for the African Cup of Nations, if people aren't familiar with this, several months ago when they had their last qualifying game, and it was at home, and I forgot precisely if they needed a tie or if they needed a win. And they were either losing by a goal or they were tied and needed a win. They thought they had done enough to qualify, and they didn't realize that the tiebreaker rules had changed. They thought they had matched the second-place team's result, and so if they tied, they won the tiebreaker on goal difference. Instead, it was changed to head-to-head. And they had lost to that team in qualifying earlier, and so they just stalled out the rest of the game, just passing the ball amongst themselves, and the whistle blew, and the fans went nuts. They had a big celebration how they had qualified for the African Cup of Nations. And then they got the news that, yeah, they tied for first, but they didn't win the tiebreaker. Pretty embarrassing for the entire federation, and the coach, and the players, of course, were distraught. But there's always something going on in soccer. Looks like it's going to be a great Final Four this week in the Cup of Nations, and I guess a week from today they'll play the final, so it'll be great.
Hey, if anybody knows of a stream where you can watch those games, I'd appreciate it. You can give me a call or go to the other Black Music at WRIR.org and leave a comment there. That'd be delightful. Thank you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate coming in.
You're welcome, Charles. Thanks.
Always a wealth of information.
Thanks. Look forward to next time we do this, and looking forward to the next 2 hours with you and David.
All right. Hey, and don't forget to listen to our soccer show here on Thursdays at WRIR. Just go to WRIR.org and kind of roam through the information there. We got all kinds of stuff for you guys, music, news, sports, all kinds of stuff. Sorry. And we appreciate the folks who listen. Thank you very much. And you have been listening to The Elder Black Music here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM. Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Unfortunately, my voice made it through the show. This is Gray Beer. I'll be back in 2 weeks. DJ Dottie will be here next week of Ambience Congo. Great music out of Central Africa. And in about 4 minutes, he's going to start off the Motherland Influence. We get together every Sunday, bring you African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And we'll see what he starts off with. And maybe during my set, I'll play some more leftover soccer tunes from Africa. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks again, Stephen.
You're welcome.